A word for you from Luke chapter 19, verse 7. And when they saw it, they all grumbled, "He has gone in to be the guest of a man who is a sinner." Yes, the crowds knew that Zacchaeus was a sinner, and they were right. And yet, in the sight of God, they were all wrong, every one of them. For it says that they all grumbled. Now, they probably made comments to each other, because grumblers seldom keep quiet about it. But there are those who are also the silent grumblers. Remember when Jesus went into the house of the Pharisee Simon, who had actually invited him? He was the one who had shown kindness. But when Simon saw the sinful woman at the feet of Jesus, he grumbled in his heart, and he did not express it. Nevertheless, to Jesus, it is the same thing. Whether you criticize openly or criticize silently, you are on the wrong side of God and of His mercy. Are you found to be one of the crowd, or are you with the single person who knows that he needs mercy and forgiveness from God? You see, Zacchaeus, as corrupt as he was very conscious of the fact that he had sinned. For he goes on, when he's in the house with Jesus, to speak about his main problem, and that was his corruption and how he was going to set things straight. Do you want Jesus in your house, or are you one of those outside the house grumbling about those who obtain mercy? Perhaps you find something wrong with the way God works. Now, it was true in that time that there were grumblers. It was true in the time of the Old Testament, and it is still true today that there are those who grumble about God's ways. Perhaps who complain about the way that God is dealing with them, and they compare themselves to others. You see, the crowds were comparing themselves to Zacchaeus. Izixuku zazikhonona ngoba zazukuthi uZacchaeus ungumuntu obolile, ungumuntu ontshontsha imali zabo. But because they were grumblers, they were outside of God's mercy. Zacchaeus, on the other hand, was one who admitted who he was, and he obtained mercy from God.